League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Looking to start a side hustle or become your own boss? Do it with Shopify. Whether you're selling succulents or stilettos, Shopify has the industry-leading tools to help you create, control, and grow your own business. So get serious about selling and get Shopify today. Sign up for a £1 per month trial period at shopify.co.uk/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.co.uk/special offer.
If just thinking about your bills makes you feel confused and disorientated, like your head is full of raspberry jelly, then you need Monzo. Download your new favourite bank and pay bills from custom pots. Money never felt like Monzo. UK residents, T's and C's apply.
If you guys have any inventions, let me know.
Do you have any inventions of your own you're thinking
me?
About?
I've invented a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, you know that little thing on the back of the door that goes like this? Boing.
That thing? That was me.
White Claw, huh? Or maybe you're just an alcoholic. One of the two.
What's your favorite go-to drink, Dr.
My favorite go-to drink, I like a nice just tequila on the rocks.
Oh, classic.
Yeah. I don't have too many things to complain about these days, you know.
Right.
I used to use a lot of mixers, sweet and sour mixers and things like that, and put sour bears in there, gummy worms.
Nice.
And stuff
Do you ever still like drink?
You want to introduce me, or you want to just go?
Well, for the people who don't know, right now,
I guess
now,
I need no introduction.
You really don't. But for the people listening, if you haven't seen his face,
how big is this? Is 2,700 square feet?
This is maybe the house is 2,700 square feet, not the studio.
Okay, because I was just at my studio before coming over here.
How big is yours?
We were doing a show on narcolepsy.
Oh,
and fascinating stuff.
Did you? Well, hold on. Or
give me a proper intro.
I'll give you a proper introduction.
And hype me up, good, because I'm trying to stay relevant. You know, I know you're a young kid. You're on TikTok or whatever.
Folks, I want to introduce.
Are you Bryce Hall? Is that your name?
No, I'm not Bryce Hall. I'm Matt King.
Matt King, okay.
I know Bryce Hall. He just followed me on Instagram.
Bryce followed you on Instagram?
Yeah, that was a pretty big deal. How do you know who Bryce Hall is?
How do I know who Bryce Hall is?
Yeah.
People show me a bunch of things, you know, and I read the newspaper.
Okay.
I read the criminal report.
Uh-huh. And Tiger Beat.
Yeah, well,
in J14,
I follow crime. I have a police scanner.
Oh,
and it's that every day it says something about Bryce Hall on there doing something wrong.
Oh my goodness!
Yeah, well, he's a good friend.
I'm
just kidding around, Bryce. You know, we're a good friend of mine. We're just in friendly ribbon. I was actually just at Bryce's house.
He was. How was he?
He was great. The electricity's back on, and he's in full strive. He's doing really good. You know, I like to help these guys. When they get down, that's when I do my best work as a Bryce Hall or. A BTK killer,
uh-huh.
You know, something like that. Somebody that needs my help. And that's really I can put my degree to use.
Do you have like a concern right now for this younger generation of internet creators? Are they at risk of their mental health and how they will grow into being healthy adults?
I think they're at risk of. It's a great question, Matt, and I'm glad you asked it. I think they're at risk of just being too lit.
Uh-huh.
You know, because I've seen they get so much so fast and things are so lit all the time. At some point when stuff isn't lit anymore, I worry about that.
Yeah.
You know, because how do you go up from a yacht? How do you go up from a spaceship to Mars? I like this podcast, by the way. I want to let you know I'm a fan of it.
You listen to Hoot and a Half?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All the time. It's wonderful.
Did you hear episode with Jason Nash?
No, I don't know who that is.
Oh, you don't?
No,
oh,
no.
You would love Jason. I mean, he's...
Doesn't sound like someone I'd be interested in. Not at all. I like more of the Addison Rae's, the Bryce Hall's, the Charli D'Amelio's.
Mm-hmm.
I love that guy on TikTok. He wraps himself in vacuum tape and shows you how to escape anything.
No
he'll show
way.
You, he'll show you, like, if someone comes from behind,
start strangling him like that in a car. He can show you how to get out of that in 5 minutes.
Wow.
Yeah. You're like, what you do is you, first of all, you put your hands here, put your feet up on the dash, and then you want to push back, but then on the lever here, you go like that, and then you're out.
But that's a great thing about TikTok. Oh, I'm sorry, I got the camera there. Anyway, that's the way it goes, man. But where were we? Fascinating conversation. Have we had a hoot and a half yet? Because I want to make sure every hoot and a half I've listened to, I've gotten a hoot and a half out of it. But this one so far, I don't know if I've been funny or not. But
no, I think you've been hilarious and very informing. What kind of life were you living when you were Bryce Hall's age?
When I was 21 years old, well, you know, I don't like to talk about it too much, but I was running drugs from my frat house. I went to Texas Southern Methodist University, and I dug a hole that went all the way to Mexico. It was a tunnel. It was in corporation with the cartel down there, and it was a 28-mile, probably fully air-conditioned with ladders. It had Wi-Fi. It had cable television down there, washer, dryer.
Oh.
Pool table. We had everything. It's the same type of tunnel that El Chapo got out of. And I was the first to design that. My roommate was actually he was an engineer. And we were sitting around ripping bong hits all day. And he said, I don't have any money to buy any beer. And I go, well, I got a way we can make some money. I said, how's your engineering skills? Can you build a tunnel? Because I met a few guys playing darts the other night. They work for the cartel. And so he says, yeah, I could probably fashion something up. And he says, where do we dig the hole? I said, right here in our bedroom that we share. So we moved the bunk beds. We got them out of the way, and we started digging. And you'd be surprised. We dug the hole pretty quick. Next thing you know, I'm in Mexico City.
Whoa.
Yeah, I'm right across the border.
Were you pretty versed in Spanish when you got there? Did you have to kind of learn as you go?
You learn quick when you're fighting for your life, man. Right. You learn any language quick.
Okay.
You know? Adonde... I forget it now.
But it went a long way. Mm. And were you mostly trafficking just cocaine, marijuana?
Just coke and mostly coke, some marijuana. That was it. And unfortunately, Matt, I made the mistake that a lot of people make when they're that age. I got high off my own supply. And we didn't last too long because it was hard to remember which drug routes were where. We'd built so many tunnels off the main tunnel that, and it got pretty great. You can see it in a documentary.
Uh-huh.
It's called Phil and the Beetle. And my buddy's name was Beetle. And eventually the cartel did get him. So,
oh, no.
Unfortunately. Yeah, but it all worked out because, you know, I got my TV show, so.
That's great. Yeah. And your show right now has been a massive success. And Oprah really puts you on the map, right?
Oprah was the one who came and saw me. I had a one-man show that I was doing down at the Schubert Theater in Boston.
Uh-huh.
And it was a variety show. I was doing a lot of characters and stand-up and different things like that. I had my one character, Mrs. Kramhauer. And that was a sort of like a Mrs. Doubtfire character. Oh. It was a story of a man who wanted to see his kids, so he would dress up in ladies' clothes and then pretend to be a nanny.
And, I've read about this.
Yeah, and then later it became a movie, Mrs. Doubtfire.
Wow, so yeah, you were the inspiration behind Mrs.
Cromhauer. Right? I did sold-out shows there. I did. We probably did about 27 weeks sold-out shows. Billy Crystal came down. I wanted to option it. But eventually I had to put comedy down because I had to help people instead, you know. I had a lot of options, man. I've lived many, many lives. I had an opportunity to play professional men's volleyball back in the 80s, and that was I had a big contract. I had a contract for $175,000 a year in the 80s. It was the biggest contract in men's volleyball, and they were going to start a league up. Well, of course, a lot of it was backed by the cartel back in those days, so there's no saying if there would be a real audience. But we had TV contracts. We had different leagues. There was a 9-team league all over the country, and I was with the Vermont Snow Cones, and that was the name of the volleyball team. Unfortunately, when I started out, we had a great ride. We were 6-0.
And then I was facing a game against the St. Louis Tetherballs, and we were down in St. Louis, and I went up for a spike, and freak accident, one of those streakers was, because I'll remind you, this was the 1980s, and there's security isn't the same as what it is now. Mm-hmm. A streaker runs out. A guy is butt naked on the volleyball court. Undercuts Phil as I'm going in for the spike with the volleyball. Boom. And then my leg went like that.
And that's where you get the nickname in the volleyball world. What's your nickname again?
Bendy knee.
Okay.
Yeah. Crooked knee. They call me Phil Crooked Knee McGraw.
Oh,
and that was basically it, you know. And I thought my life was over. I spent 6 months in rehab. I was in the hospital. The cartel business didn't work out. The volleyball business didn't work out. So then I said,
the one man show.
The one man show, you know. And then eventually I did mount the one man show. Oprah came in and saw it, signed it for a big contract.
Thank you for watching this episode of Hoot and a Half. We'll be right back after a quick word from our sponsor. And yes, I know that this looks a little bit different for those who are watching on YouTube. I'm filming this in my house, in my room right now with a little mobile setup. Matt's a little bit under the weather, so I'm going to be doing the sponsorships for today. Please give them some love. Check out the sponsors. They help make the show possible. We really appreciate you guys supporting the show. So with that said, our first sponsor is Lovebook. It's February, love is in the air, and Valentine's Day is coming very soon. Lovebook is a personalized gift that helps people express feelings that they may find difficult to say out loud. Most people use Lovebook to revisit some of their fondest memories or share and list the reasons why they love someone. Lovebooks are completely customizable, so you can use it however you'd like. For example, I may get one to celebrate the friendship I have with Matt. We've been friends for a long time. We've traveled the world together, started this podcast together. It's a great gift for anybody in your life. You create a character that looks just like you and the person you're gifting it to, with all the features that make them unique. You can even choose your favorite hairstyle and outfit. You have the option to customize every page as much as you want, or you can use their express option and get a complete book in just a couple of minutes. Lovebooks are the perfect gift for any occasion, whether it's a birthday, an anniversary, and of course, Valentine's Day. Visit lovebookonline.com/hoot to receive a 20% discount just for our listeners. That's lovebookonline.com/hoot. Check them out, get a Lovebook for someone you love, help support this show, and spread the love. All right, back to the episode.
Did you know that I don't actually host my show anymore? It's a hologram.
A hologram?
It's a hologram, yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah.
When did they implement that technology?
It was about 2017. We decided that it would be cheaper to just have a hologram come host the show than have actually me do it. So I basically just fuck off most days. And I go to Montecito, I go to the farmer's market, pick out berries or whatever.
Okay.
And
do you get recognized at the farmer's market?
Oh yeah, big time, yeah.
Do you like it when you get recognized, or is it kind of awkward?
I love it. I love people, and I love helping people, and I love looking into people's souls.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I can tell right away when I meet somebody if they have a problem.
Well, you seem to be making some fierce eye contact right here with my co-host, Mike Sheffer. We don't have to dive too big on Mike's part. But
yes, you guys seem like you must get along great. You sit around and talk about alternative bands. Talk about Wes Anderson movies and things like that. You probably have a lot in common.
I don't mind a good Wes Anderson film. Thomas Anderson, all the Andersons.
Compliment each other on the new polo shirt that you're wearing. Things like that, right?
Right.
How many yellow hats do you have, man? How many baseball hats? How many yellow...
This is my only one. It's one of my favorite ones.
Holy shit, man.
Do you have any hobbies, Dr. Phil? Yeah. How do you like to wind down and kick back on a Sunday afternoon?
Well, I like spikeball. You ever play spikeball?
Oh, yeah. It's the one with like the net, and you have a ball, and you have a few friends, and you swat the ball.
Great exercise.
It's kind of like your old volleyball days, right?
Yeah, yeah. That's why I like it. That's why I like spikeball quite a bit.
Do you have like a gang of friends you hang outside show business?
Yeah, I've got my boys that I hang out with. Uh-huh. You know, mostly are professional athletes.
Oh wow!
You know, because that's sort of the kind of guys I like to roll with. You know, who are in that mental space.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I love arm wrestling.
Ooh.
Well, yeah, and last time I went over the top, it was a pay-per-view special with me and Sylvester Stallone. If you saw it.
Oh no, I missed this.
Yeah. And I went over the top, and it was something else. But you guys will live lives. You guys are young. You'll do a lot of stuff one day.
You know I've been to the moon, right?
Dr. Phil's been to the moon.
You've been
to the moon.
Yeah.
Which mission?
I'm opening up a Mr. Beast burger up there with Mr. Beast.
Oh, you
the
got
moon.
The franchise rights for the moon?
Yeah, we got the moon rights. So he seems to think he can do 300 up there on the moon. I don't know.
Yeah.
300 locations
on the moon. Ghost kitchens. But we'll see. He's a great kid. I love Jimmy. And, you know, he's got big dreams and he's big aspirations and he's looking for a little help because, you know, I'm going to be hosting Shark Tank next year, 2021. Yeah, because Mark Cuban is going to be doing some work with the Houston Rockets. So I'll be taking the fourth seat next to Kevin and people are going to be coming out. And if you guys have any inventions, let me know.
Do you have any inventions of your own you're thinking about?
I've invented a lot of things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know that little thing on the back of the door that goes like this? Boing. That thing? That was me.
Wow.
Yeah, me and Beetle, we invented that in college. It turns out we didn't need to run drugs.
Yeah.
Because we had a patent on that.
It was just something to play with while you were on drugs, too.
Something to play with while we were on drugs, too. Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
Because that's pretty amusing.
That's actually how it started.
Yeah.
Yeah. You ever get your cat high? Have you?
I mean, I gave my cat catnip when I had a cat growing up.
Oh, no, you never blow a bong smoke in a cat's face?
No.
Oh, all right.
I don't want PETA to come after me.
But that's a good time.
It was a different time.
It's about simple pleasures. It really is. And you boys are doing a good job here with Hoot and Half. And, you know, it's just important to stay grounded. You know what I mean? You've got to stay grounded with this podcast. In other words, keep this shitty table. You know, keep these shitty mics. It's why people like you.
How many houses do you own?
Don't get anybody entertaining on here.
Yeah, how many
houses do you own, Mr. Humble?
Continue to interview your circle of friends and no one else. Stay in that lane. That's what you need to do.
Well, I do really want to open it up, but I think, you know, because of circumstances, you know, we've had to stay in the community, but you're our first big guest, and I feel like once...
You're our first traditional celebrity.
Yeah.
You want to know how many houses I own?
Yeah, you're talking about staying humble, but...
Let's see, how many houses do I own? One Telluride, one in Houston. I got two in Indianapolis. And I got,
two in Indianapolis? Did I hear that one? Two in Indianapolis.
Two in Tallahassee. If you count the maid's quarters, I guess. No, that's, we'll call it two, not three. I got the condo in Boston. I got the beach house in Maine. I got the castle in Reykjavik. Oh, I got that the King's Quarters in South Africa. I got that mall that I own with Putin, which isn't actually a house, but there is a hotel in there, so technically I guess I could stay there. 76.
Whoa! Yeah. Wow. 76.
76 homes around the world. And you know what? I'm just happy at this little studio apartment that I stay at down in Tahunga. That's where I'm happiest. You know, let me tell you a story?
Please.
One day, I come in, and there's a bunch of fruit that's labeled. It says cantaloupe. There's fruit that says pineapple. It's all cut up fruit, and it's in plastic. And there's some that says berries on it. And there's some, and the tag says apples. And then there's another one that says watermelon. And then there's another one that says mango.
Uh-huh.
And then
we get it.
And I open the fridge. I'm at work, and I look at this. And it's my own fridge. It's my own Dr. Phil personal fridge. No one goes in this fridge but Dr. Phil. And I said to myself, I said, God damn it. Am I a fucking idiot that people have to label mangoes for me? I said, something's wrong with this picture. And right then and there, I called my seven producers in and I said, no more labeling the fruit on there. Let me figure it out for myself. Because once you take that away from a man, his ability to pick out his own fruit, then stuff starts to go a little wacko.
Let's bring Dr. Phil back down to earth. Yeah. No more labeling fruits. That's when it was too much.
Yeah, labeling the fruit was insane to me. Mm-hmm. I know it's pineapple. You don't have to write pineapple.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, I felt my brain just start to go, what? Like that. And I was like, huh? And I didn't know. So that's just something to keep you humble. And
okay.
Yeah, so I went over. It's just at Bryce Hall's house, and I went over, and I
took
all the labels off the fruit. I said, you figure it out.
You're man of the people.
Yeah.
I think that's a good story.
No, I think it's really good. You should keep writing your book about that.
You played the lotto?
I played it like a few times.
Yeah.
Yeah. Occasional scratch off here and there. Or do some quick picks. You what?
I know how to beat it.
How do you beat the lotto?
Is this something
you
can reveal?
You want to turn the cameras off, I'll tell you.
Can you reveal this publicly?
No, not on camera.
Oh, okay. This is just audio. The cameras are here just in case.
Well, either way, I don't want to be recorded telling you the secrets of the lotto. I don't want the lotto industry to come after me. It's a big business, and they advertise on Dr. Phil.
Do you trust us with that kind of information, though?
I don't know yet. I'm not sure.
Well,
let's earn that trust today,
Matt. Yeah, what do you say?
Hopefully we do.
Yeah, I can fix anything.
We're young guys, Dr. Phil.
Well, not that young.
How old are you?
Me?
Yeah.
I'm 62 years old.
All right. That's not too old.
No, that's not.
What?
I don't think it's not. Are you retired yet? Like, when is Dr. Phil going to retire?
Well, I told you, the hologram, he hosts the show now.
Oh, so he's just in it forever now.
Yeah. So technically, I'm not retired, other than a few sort of, you know, I got to go visit a couple of O&Os, you know, owned and operated stations, and glad hand everybody, shake their hand, and let them know that, you know, the show's coming back, and it's going to be stronger than ever. It's going to be a big lineup of women that murdered their husbands. Teens that parents can't get under control, TikTok stars who act like assholes, and that's pretty much the recipe for Dr. Phil.
Yeah, and you cover so many important issues that affect the self and the home and just our lives in general. Mm. Is there an area of just, I don't know, psychological behaviors that really gets your interest that you
I'm
really
fascinated
want to,
with people who are sexually aroused by feet.
Oh,
fascinated by that. I've pitched that many times to my producers, and they think the area is too hot. I don't understand it. Mm-hmm. I see a pair of feet, I want to throw up. Mm-hmm. But apparently there's a bunch of people out there who
spend money and buy
who like feet pics. Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever?
Do you?
To each his own, said the maid as she kissed the fish.
What is that from?
That's an old,
proverb.
An old jewel that I dusted off just for you. You can have it.
Thank you, Mr. Dr. Phil.
Thanks. Sorry, I cut you off. Go ahead.
But you have so much expertise in the mind and behaviors. But could you at least like come up with an assumption of why a human would be sexually attracted to feet?
An assumption as to why you'd be sexually attracted?
You know, obviously nothing confirmed yet, but what do you think?
I don't know. I'm not a pervert, man. I wouldn't know why.
Hey, I'm not here to kink shame, though. You know, that's what some people are into.
I'm not either, but have you seen your feet?
I mean, mine? I've seen mine. I haven't seen yours.
It's pretty gross. They look like little pig babies.
Oh, yeah.
Little baby pigs.
Yeah, that's right. They all have
that's
that
why
little.
Call them piggies.
That, this little piggy went to the market. Where do your little piggies
do you know
go?
About, you know the market that the little piggy goes to?
He's not
going to shop at the market. He's going to be slaughtered and sold at the market as meat.
Oh, shit.
This little piggy went to the market. This little piggy stayed home. He went to the market.
What did the other little piggies do?
Had roast beef? Oh, I broke character, sorry. had roast beef. Isn't that it?
Little piggy. This little piggy went to the market.
Why
this
is a piggy eating roast beef?
That's cannibalism, too. It's a really messed up nursery rhyme.
We'll be right back with the rest of the conversation after a quick word from our second sponsor, the World Series of Poker. Have you ever watched the World Series of Poker on TV and thought, dang, I want to win big like the pros? Well, now you can. The official World Series of Poker app lets you play real-life poker with fans from all over the world. You can sharpen your hold'em skills with virtual cash games and tournaments, or you can play casino mode and go against the house. You can also connect your Facebook account and set up a virtual table to play online with your friends. It's as close to the real thing as you can get without the $10,000 buy-in. I love setting up poker night with my friends from back home. It's a great way to stay connected, and I'm getting pretty good at Texas Hold'em. You gotta know when to hold and when to fold. The World Series of Poker app is a great way for you to improve your poker skills as well, and it's free to download. It's the number one free poker game, so World Series of Poker has tons of people online all the time ready to play. Best of all, you get 1 million chips as a bonus gift when you join today. So what's the holdup? Download the World Series of Poker app in the Apple App Store or Google Play and Amazon now. And don't forget to use our promo code WSOPHOOT for 1 million bonus chips when you sign up. That's 1 million bonus chips when you download the World Series of Poker app using promo code WSOPHOOT. So check out the app, download it, use our code, support the show, show them some love, and on with the rest of the episode.
Do you have any beef with other talk show hosts, daytime or nighttime talk show hosts, or... Any conflicts you've come across in your career of hosting?
Well, I'll tell you, I try to be nice to everybody. I try to love everybody. I mean, Ellen DeGeneres, for one, she's always been sweet to me. Jimmy Kimmel, always been sweet to me. Oprah, always been sweet to me. We actually have a hot tub club.
A hot tub club?
Yeah, we do. Yeah, we all get naked. We sit down and we, you know, we trade war stories and do a little LSD. And it's really nice. So I don't really have any beef with any kind of other talk show host, you know, trying to think.
Did you have aspirations to host a late night show, like a Tonight Show or Late Night?
I feel like you totally could do that, Dr.
Well,
Phil.
Yeah, I mean, I could. I could definitely probably do some comedy or something like that. But I really think that my services are best used helping people. Hang on a second. I'm buying Bitcoin. Oh, man. It's up to 25.
Oh, yeah. It's been there.
Are you in Ethereum?
I do have Ethereum, oh, yes.
Yeah. That's real nice.
I try not to look at it, though.
Yeah. I beach sesh tomorrow at 10 a.m.
With who?
You know Steph Curry?
Yeah, the basketball player.
That's right. That'd be the one.
You and him are having a beach sesh?
A sesh, yeah.
A sesh. Like just a like you guys go out there and just enjoy the beach together? Sandcastles?
No, it's a HIIT workout.
Okay, yeah, high intensity.
It's a high intensity workout, and we get out there, and we sweat for 2 hours. I don't know if you know, but if I took my shirt off, I'm ripped. I'm completely ripped underneath here.
When are you going to get on the cover of Men's Health?
I'll be actually, I think it's March 2021.
Whoa.
Yeah, because I'm going to be bodybuilding. I'm going to be training and doing a triathlon, and then I'm actually starting a sneaker company with Gary Vaynerchuk. So it's going to be really exciting. And
oh, yeah, they're called the Flip-Flops. They're like right. they're flip-flops.
Flip-flops. That's exactly right.
And the I don't know, Mike, if you've seen the pictures that have been
I
leaked.
Haven't yet, no.
It's like, you know, like the lip of the sandal that goes over your feet. That's like his mustache.
Oh.
And it's all work with one remote control. And so you go flip and then you go flop like that, and you can they go from sneaker to flip-flop just like that.
Do you have any insight that you've learned from Gary Vaynerchuk that's been valuable to you?
Yeah, don't throw out your baseball cards. That's what I learned from Gary V.
Did you throw out a lot of yours?
Luckily, I didn't. Uh-huh. And I made a pretty penny on that.
Wow.
So it's been pretty fun. You know, the other thing I learned from Gary V, he said Vine would be around forever. It wasn't.
Mm.
So, yeah, take that one. Don't you can't listen to everybody. You got a lot of shysters. That's the other thing I want to tell you guys. You got some shysters out there. And it's important that you two guys... You guys are friends. You started this podcast, and you make sure that you take it, you know, you be good to each other, and that, you know, you push as much as you can. Matt, you're lucky to have this guy here. He believes in you. He's great with the business side. He's funny. And Mike, by the same token, you're very lucky to have Matt.
I know.
He's pushing you, and you got somebody that's really making you shine. I wish I had a guy like Mike on my staff that would, you know, blow me up and take the tape off my fruit.
Well, we're always here for you. You can hit us up anytime, Dr. Phil. I'd love to spend the day with you.
You have more experience than both of us hosting stuff, so.
Well, you know, it'll become second nature after a while. And if you drink enough red wine, let me tell you something, the shows, they just go right by. That's the truth. So,
who do you turn to for advice when things are...
Cabernet. No, I'm just kidding. Who's that? I'm just kidding around. I do like to drink, though. Pretty fun.
Do you have any advice for us as we navigate the world of women, relationships?
I'm
marriage?
In a happy relationship. Mike, on the other hand, really needs to sink his anchor.
Well, listen, everybody, in due time, you know, you're lucky that you met somebody that you love. I've actually met her. She's lovely.
Thank you.
And, you know, it hasn't happened for Mike yet, but it doesn't mean it's not going to. Remember, it only takes one. And it's like my wife, Robin, okay? She went to Whole Foods today for about 15 minutes, and I called her, and I said, when are you coming back? I miss you. And, you know, that's the spice of life. You know, she really loved it. Turns out she was gone for about 45 minutes, and I'd had a bit of a tantrum. I said, God damn it, but don't leave me like that. And that started the whole thing. So, you know, just remember, don't be too clingy. And when your lady wants to go to Whole Foods to buy you lunch, let her go. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mike, you got that?
Yeah, I'm going to write that down afterwards.
Yeah, write it down.
Yeah.
Write it down. How many White Claws are you going to drink?
Enough.
I'm not drinking Dr. Phil.
I don't give a fuck. If you want to drink, drink. What do I care? Are you trying to score points with me?
Well, I guess I could.
Yeah, it could crack. Are you thirsty, Dr. Phil? Would you like to imbibe on an alcoholic beverage?
No, I'm good. Okay. I'm good. That tastes like a frat guy's piss.
A frat guy's piss tastes like a mango White Claw?
Yeah.
Well, then give me all the frat guy's piss you got.
It doesn't have any flavor to it.
I got to say, Dr. Phil, a lot of people in your position, there's a lot of vanity, but you seem to be a very proud bald man.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever go through a phase where you wanted to try a toupee?
Yeah, I thought about having a toupee, but I like giving people the real me, you know? I thought about shaving the sides over here, too. But this, when you look at this, you see it and you go, oh man, that guy don't give a fuck. And that's my brand. I don't give a fuck.
When did you start going bald?
I'll tell you straight to your face, Matt. You're a piece of shit. You're not.
How dare you?
You're not a piece of shit, but if you were, I'll tell you straight to your face. Okay. And Mike, same thing with you.
I appreciate that.
I'll say it right to your face. What if
I thought you were a piece of shit?
Well, I would hope you would tell me. I hope you'd be man enough to tell me to my face. And then we'd have to step outside. I'd take this jacket off and I'd whip your ass.
Have you whooped ass before, Dr. Phil?
I don't know if you were here for the beginning of the podcast when I told you that I worked with the Mexican cartel. I don't know. Let me hold on a second. Are those ears or what is that? My God.
Mike here again, checking in for our final sponsor, and I'm so excited that Daily Harvest is sponsoring this episode of Hoot and a Half. This year, we're refocusing on what it means to take care of ourselves, and it could not be easier with Daily Harvest. They've been one thing that really makes me feel better about myself and my day. I like to customize mine with a little bit of hot sauce, but that's just me. Daily Harvest delivers delicious food built on organic fruits and vegetables delivered right to your door. It takes literally minutes to prepare, and I never have to think twice if the food that I'm eating is good for me, because I know it is. Daily Harvest is ready when you are. Everything stays fresh in your freezer until you're ready to enjoy it. So you waste less food too. There's no need to overthink any of your meals with Daily Harvest. Smoothies for breakfast, crisp flatbreads for lunch or dinner, and food that's perfect for cooler weather, like their perfectly roasted harvest bowls and soups. Daily Harvest never uses preservatives, added sugar, or artificial anything. And they just launched their first ever plant-based milk collection, starting with almond milk. Daily Harvest milk is made with almonds and a dash of sea salt. That's it. Plus, I can actually stay stocked up since everything stays fresh until I'm ready to use it, aka no more mad dashes to the grocery store when I need almond milk for smoothies or a splash in my coffee. Daily Harvest is also committed to minimizing environmental impact. They're in the process of transitioning into 100% compostable, recyclable, plant-based, and renewable fiber packaging. Daily Harvest is undeniably delicious, clean food without any of the prep. Honestly, I love getting my box of Daily Harvest. I know that I'm going to eat well. It's super easy to make and it tastes amazing. I'm telling you, it's going to change your life. So get started today. Go to dailyharvest.com and enter promo code HOOT, H-O-O-T, and get $25 off your first box. That's promo code HOOT, H-O-O-T, for $25 off your first box at dailyharvest.com. Once again, that's dailyharvest.com. Eat healthy, eat right. Live your best life. Check out Daily Harvest. Give them some love. Support the show. Support Hoot and a Half. And on with the rest of the episode.
I love whooping ass. I love whooping ass and taking names. You ever seen the Die Hard series?
I did. I have. I think I've seen Die Hard 1.
It's about me. Die Hard's about me.
Whoa.
Yeah. That was a script that I wrote about an experience that I had when my wife, Robin, was working late on a Christmas Eve. And a bunch of European tourists came in, and they took over the entire building. I was a cop. I was taken off the force. And
it was a Christmas party?
It was a Christmas party. They were working late. It's a little different in the movie. In the movie, it's a Christmas party. Actually, in real life, I was going in there to make love to her.
Oh.
Yeah. And the terrorists found us making love, but they couldn't put that in the movie because that kind of... But it didn't matter. I broke all their necks. All the hostage stuff that you see, that's all added in.
And then you went back to making love right after that?
Yeah, after I broke all the terrorists' necks, stuck it back in, finished her off, and then that's how we had our son Jordan.
Oh,
how many kids do you have?
I got two kids right now.
And what's you got any some parenting tips, parenting advice?
You know what? Just be super the most amazing dad you can be. And your kids are going to turn out great.
One of them's married to a
playmate. I'm Superman, basically. Go ahead.
One of your kids is married to a playmate, right?
Yeah. Yeah. My son Jordan is married to a playmate.
Yeah.
And you know what? I take umbrage with that. Because she's more than that, Matt.
Yeah.
She's more than that. She's more than just a playmate. Yeah, what if I said that about your mom?
Well, what?
Oh, Matt's mom is just some whore. Would you like that? No, you wouldn't.
No, I wouldn't. No, I just didn't is it just distracting for you at all in your life?
Oh, that's gross. Get your mind out of the gutter. I don't look at my son's wife. Jesus Christ.
But you are subscribed.
I got plenty of chicks on the side. I don't need to go and...
Side chicks, Dr.
Bang
Phil.
Bang my son's wife. Ridiculous.
Was that a Freudian slip there?
Okay, I guess you're playing doctor now.
Okay, so you guys are both from Texas.
Well, Dr. Phil is actually from Oklahoma, but he spent a lot of his time studying in Texas.
Yeah, that's right.
The University of North Texas, I believe.
Yeah,
but
North
this is
Texas.
Before...
I played bass there.
Yeah. Oh.
Is that how you did it?
Jazz band there. Yeah.
Jazz band.
Uh-huh, flute.
What song was that? do you remember any song titles that you used to play?
Yeah, we used to do a No. What's that song? Aqualung.
Aqualung.
We used to do Aqualung. We did Kinda Blue by Miles Davis. That was a big hit. Disco was big. You ever go to Studio 54?
No, I heard many stories about it. Did you have some good times at Studio 54?
You ever snort coke off Andy Warhol's ass? Now that's living.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Andy Warhol's ass? Mm-hmm. In the club?
Yeah, in the club. That's right. Just like 50 Cent said, up in the club, go shorty, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to drink Bacardi like it's your birthday. And you don't ever give a fuck about your birthday. All right, guys, listen, this has been fun.
Dr. Phil, thank you so much for coming on.
Thanks so much. I got to go. I have an emergency meeting with Tekashi 69.
Oh, he needs some
he needs some spiritual guidance right now. He's also coming out with a brand new line of t-shirts that say AIDS fuck on it. So I'm gonna advise him to not print that, because I don't think that's
AIDS fuck. Is that
you haven't seen his t-shirts. His line of t-shirts.
It's AIDS.
It's some whacked out shit. I told him, I said, you can't sell this. He says, oh, no, I can do whatever I want. Like that, I'm Tekashi 69. That's what he says. I go, you're for a rude awakening when your 15 minutes is up.
Yeah.
Put the shirts back.
Okay.
Well, I hope you put a stop to him. Guys, be sure to check out Dr. Phil anywhere and everywhere he is. Dr. Phil, thank you so much
for
coming.
I'm everywhere and I'm everywhere. Thank you so much. Great job on Hoot and a Half.
Happy New Year.
It was a hoot and a half for me. I hope it was a hoot and a half for you, too.
Thank you so much, Dr. Phil.
Thank you, Dr. Phil.
Love you guys.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.